Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz, Daf Lamed Gimel, Perek Revi, beginning of Halacha Ches, starting the bottom Lamed Beis of the Beis. Says the Mishnah, Mimatayin koititzim ese ilon b'Shviz. Since when you cannot cut the tree in Shemitah? As we learned earlier, the Gedusha of Shemitah is on the fruits. So if you have fruits growing in the tree, you're not allowed to cut the tree because you need to let the fruits grow and have the Gedusha of Shemitah. Reb Chaim points out, we're talking about in a case that the wood is more expensive than the fruits. That's why in a regular year, you would be able to cut the wood. But here, that it's Shemitah, you're not. So when can, from what stage you say there's fruits over here, you can't cut the tree. But once the fruits come out, for every tree, once the fruits bud, it's already a problem of cutting it, and that's the earliest stage possible. We see Elohim, we still say it depends. Hacharuvim, the carrot tree, Mishi shalshalu, when they have clusters, when they get together, the fruit goes a little bit more than just the bud. Continues the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel, Vakfonim Mishi Goru. The Gemara is going to explain that the water goes into them. Vazesim Mishi Anitsu. And the olive trees, when they have flower buds. Vishar Koleilon, other trees, Mishi Aitzi, the minute it comes out. Choleilon, Kivan Shebo, Le'oinas Amasris, Mutulakatazoi. And any tree, once you get to the stage of Meiser, that the fruits are already at least a third ripe, then you can cut them out. Because the fruits considered to be edible and you're now ruining the fruits. So Rav Chaim explains we're talking about in a regular year, not Shemitah, how much fruits you have to have in the olive tree in order to say don't cut the tree. Now you have to leave it for the fruits. Says the Mishnah, Roiva. When it has enough fruits of Roiva Akav, a quarter of a kav, then you should not cut it. Rabbi Shimon says depends on the size of the tree. The larger the tree, the more fruits you need in order for it to be worth it and to be considered this tree to be a fruit-bearing tree, and you cannot cut the woods for the and you have to leave it for the fruits. Says the Gemara, Mimatai ein koitisim. Tonav chirino bar papa charuvim shilshulom hu chanotom. We mentioned the shilshul by carob tree, which is the cluster. So that's the idea also for Meiser. When we have to decide what is the year of Meiser of the tree, the chanoto means that's considered to be the time the fruit grew to the certain stage of Meiser, is also that same stage of Shilshul. Kfoni mishe yagriu, what is that? Or mavioni mishe schalu maim, once water goes into them. Kamo dato, as we find the pasuk, ki yigara nitfe maim yazoiku maim motor li'idoi. Which a simple meaning is that water is being drawn and turning into rain. But you see, the Loshon Gara means that the water is drawn, water comes in here. They see Mishi Anitsu, when they have the flower buds, Omavioini Mishi Ichnisu Roiva. When they have that shear of Roiva, that is the shear that needs to be in order to not cut the tree on Shemitah. Ma Roiva Netz or Roiva Zesi, what do you mean? A quarter of a kav of Netz, meaning the fruit is very small, just buds out. That's what you need Roiva. Or the Roiva means the fruits. When you have enough fruits the size of a roiva, when it's nets, when it's just a flower, it's much less than that. What do I need nets for? So many in the first you explain, pshat is that we're talking about the fruits. I need the fruits to be a roiva. If you have enough nets to create a roiva of zesi, then you're not allowed to cut the tree. The Torah gave a klala that you're not going to be able to have enough olives from the tree. What is Kishal Zesech referring to? Chat latlas mea varboim kaim bo. Meaning Yishal is gematria, 340. The numeric value of Yishal is 340. That means the olive tree will do only one out of 340. That's the kalola of the Torah. Continues the Gemara on Amud Beis with the drushes of Rabbi Yoyna regarding fruits. Oma Rabbi Yoyna Ksiv, it says in the Nevu of Yoel, the lasid lova ki eitz no superior. The tree will bring his fruits. Magid shaloi no superior boilam hazeh. See, in olam hazeh, the tree doesn't bring the full fruits, the full potential. V'teinu v'gefen nostu chelom. The fig tree and the grape tree, the vines, will give the full power. Magid shaloi nostu chelom boilam hazeh. In this world, they didn't give their full power, the full potential. Oma v'yonim shirom chal v'chanino. Hameis b'sheva shneim goik. So we talk about when you have the melchom of goik u'mogor. It will take 7 years. And during these 7 years, anybody who dies during the 7 years, he's not going to come back. Simona, we have a simon to the fact. The one who eats at the beginning of the meal, eats in the entry to the meal, what we call today the shmorg, he eats in the meal. Meaning there is a preparation for the meal. Anybody who's invited to the shmorg is invited to the meal as well. That's the contents of the Gemara. So if a person is living during the 7 years of Goyg Magoyg, so he will automatically also live during the years of Olam Haba. But if he doesn't eat in the entry, he won't eat later. As Mefarshim should explain a little bit more, the 7 years are considered to be the 7 years of Mashiach. Goyg Magoyg's war is not going to be that long. But for 7 years, there will be the time in Moisa Mashiach, and where, on one hand, there will be reward, you will enjoy the benefits of the triumph that we won Goyg, and the other hand, as the Pei Moshe says, there will be a big void of the tzaddikim those years. So the one who's not there, it won't be able to get to Olam Haba. So we want to show my base of Omar via Ois. He says this is right. At kadoin in te toisva le'ol modas. Meaning what you see from here is that you can do tshuva during these years of Goyg. Because if you can't do tshuva, and it's over. So why this person is dying during the years of Goyg? He should die before. Because anyway, it's over. The idea is during the 7 years, a person can still do tshuva. And if he did not do tshuva, then he dies and he won't come back to Olam Haba. It's important to mention over here where the Mekubalim tell us that at the end of the day, every Yid gets to Olam Haba. So the question is, how easy will get to Olam Haba? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoyinu B'Shem Abchiyah Barashi, Asidim im chaveim, the chaveim tim lichachomim, li siyageh, they will be working very hard. They're going to go from the shul to the besmedesh and vice versa, working in avodas Hashem. My time, how do you see in the pasuk? Yelchu michayil el chayil yireh elokim mitzion. They're going to go from power to power, from plateau to plateau, when their Akash Baruch will come to Tzion, meaning that the mechachamim don't have menucho, not in this world, not in the world to come. And when the Kisri Ami, they say like the following, Ktoni of the kachovim, goyim that are young, they were children, the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar, that they came to war against Yerushalayim forcefully. They didn't want to go. They're not going to live to the last loving, and they also won't be judged. So they're going to sleep forever, and they won't get up. The Rashi Sirilau says, this is talking about the children, the one that were forced. But a regular goy is for sure full of avers, and there's no chiddush, he won't come. Here we're talking about people that seemingly didn't do anything wrong in this world. Says the Gemara, "Me'mosai k'toni Yisrael chayim." The young children of Am Yisrael, they come to Olam Haba. From what age? "M'chir rubo Shimon b'Rebbe chadom mishi voldu." One says the minute they're born. "V'chadom mishi dabru," only once they start talking. "Manom mishi voldu yavo v'yagidu tzidkosoi le'am noilot kiyoso." They come back, the ones who were born. Oh, fetus in the womb doesn't go to Olam Haba, but once a baby is born, he goes to Olam Haba. Only once they start talking, the Zera that will worship Hashem, they will say that they will tell the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means they have to be able to talk. The bride's name of Rameir, Mishur Yodea La Nois Omen Beis HaKnesses. Once he knows to say Amen, he goes to Olam Haba. Mataimo, because it says in the Pasuk, Pischu Shorim, open the gates, Vayavoy Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim. Come the Goy Tzadik who's keeping emunim, keeps the trust, that's the simple understanding. And the Gemara dashes it, she'oimrim amen, as the Gemara in Bavli says, that they say amen. If you say amen, then they go to Olam Haba. So once a kid says amen, he has chus to Olam Haba. Tamanami, there they say, meaning Bavel, mishi'i moilu, once never bismillah. Nasasi eimecho afuno. I took the fear with me, which means the fear of the bismillah. Rabbanan de'achami mishi'i vol. Rabbanan here say, in Eretz Yisrael, once they were born, but they bring a different pasuk than before. Letzion Yohamar will be said to Tzion, Ish v'ish yulad bo, any person who's there, who's born there, for Yochanan El Yarn, Kesh Boch will establish it, but you see, he has to have a birth. Even a baby, even a fetus, also comes to Olam Bo. Matam, v'netzoyre Yisrael lehoshiv. So Netzoyre means the watch ones, but the Gemara Darshins, v'netziri Yisrael lehoshiv, the ones that were created, that were conceived by Am Yisrael, they go to Olam Haba. So there's different opinions over here. Is it only once the baby is born? Only once the baby speaks? Only once the baby says Amen? Only once he has a bris milah? And the last shita is that even a fetus goes to Olam Haba. And we know the rule in these things. And when you have many shitas, they are all true. There are different probably levels and stages of getting to Olam Haba. Hadrach Barishayna, this is the end of the fourth parak on Maseches Shviz. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Lamed Gimel.